This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Less than a week until Election Day now, and Vice President Harris says Americans have a choice between unity and division. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
Standing on the ellipse near the White House,
Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other.
Harris said that's who he is, but that's not what America is, and not what she will be once elected.
I pledge to be a president for all Americans.
Before a massive crowd, Harris focused on both highlighting Trump's record of putting himself first and appealing to a narrow slice of undecided voters, including moderate Republicans, saying America must unite.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Trump had earlier blasted Harris as unfit to be president.
A total train wreck who is destroyed everything in her path.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Clark County, Washington is going to begin searching today for voter information on hundreds of burned ballots. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest on this story.
A Clark County official says about 475 burned ballots were retrieved from a ballot drop box in Vancouver, Washington State that was damaged by incendiary devices early Monday. Officials will track down the voters so they can be given new ballots. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey says the damaged ballots are separate from an unknown number that were destroyed. An incendiary device also damaged three ballots at a box in Portland, Oregon. I'm Donna Warder.
A new AP poll finds that many voters are concerned that the conflict in the Middle East will ramp up into an all-out regional war. In sports, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 11-4 in Game 4 of the World Series. This is AP News. A mom is talking about a daughter who got sick, she says, after eating a McDonald's.
A teenager in Colorado is fighting kidney failure after eating McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Her mom says Camberlyn Bowler ate 3 Quarter Pounders over the course of a week.
For her to eat a hamburger with onions on it was big for her, and that was like the first hamburger she ever ate with onions on it.
A short time later, an E. coli outbreak was linked to Quarter Pounders. Slivered onions on the burgers are the likely source. Bowler came down with a fever.
The next day, I started throwing up and having diarrhea.
Originally, doctors thought she just had a stomach bug.
I felt like crap.
But the test came back. It was E. coli.
It's so up and down and crazy everywhere, including acute kidney failure.
Mom Brittany Randall says her daughter's future health and medical costs are uncertain. E. coli produces a dangerous toxin that can cause a severe kidney disease complication. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.